Let's talk DIY now, and I'm joined by Stan Scott, the man who knows everything about doing up the house. Hey there, Stan.
Good to Jesse.
And I was delighted to see your two beautiful daughters on the TV with you this week. Is that a first?
Yeah, they've done a couple of things we've roped them into, which at first they're a little bit hesitant, and then the accolades from their friends at school, they want to do more of it now. So, yeah, that was kind of fun. Eh? It was good to do something with them.
They're, I think, 10 and 8, or around that age. Are they handy too?
They would like to say they're not, but they actually are really good at doing really practical things. And they love, actually, really getting crafty. And as much as I say, come and give me a hand pulling this gearbox out of the car or something, they'll be like, nah. But they're actually secretly kind of enjoy that hands-on thing. Doesn't matter what we do, whether it's a hot-mount glue gun or a battery drill or a jigsaw. They're really interested and into it. So, yeah.
I love it. Hey, well, Scotty's been in touch for your help. He's dismantling a 500-square-metre garage. That's a heck of a big garage. And
yeah,
he's relocating it, and he wonders about the best way to remove the roof. And he says he's got – the roof is huge, but he will have a truck. And he says the truck has a – the word is H-I-A-B. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, HIAB, yep. Yeah, so what last year I did exactly the same job, and it was for a mate's wool shed down in Queenstown. We got a very large farm vehicle that had a cage attached to the front forks, put me in the cage with a saber saw, and I went underneath the rafters and chopped all the roofing screws off from underneath, just skimming along, and it actually works really, really quickly. Had two guys on the roof. And so when I'd get to the last row of screws, I would let them know that the last row of screws is on, and making sure no one's on it, they'd be on and harnesses up there. And I would release those screws, and then they would lower the sheets down onto the ground. And we managed to do that whole roof, pulled the whole roof structure off about the same size as well in one day. And then it took us another day to remove all the steel trusses. And the new pad was poured. New trusses went back up, and the existing roof went back on with new roofing screws this time. So that is the best way that I can suggest to remove it if they are roofing nails, because if you try to pull them out, all it does is tear a large hole in the sheet. So cutting them off from underneath is the best way to go. The only tricky sort of part is when you go to use the existing rafters, if the holes are lining up with the existing, where you've cut them off, the nails that are in there, so you sort of just have to move the sheets over just slightly to avoid them. It doesn't take much, yeah.
Are roofing nails, why do they rip out when you pull them out? Do they have something underneath them,
They've got a twist shank on them, Jesse, to hold them in a lot tighter. And so, hence, when you pull them out, I mean, generally, on a corrugated iron roof, we would put like around like a broom handle or a dowel or something else within the corrugation of the iron to lever against. So you're not pulling sideways so much, but when you pull it out, you're trying to pull it upwards as much as you can. But because generally, though, like a 75mm long, they end up tearing a hole and the style of the type of new type, well, the roofing screws that go down now have a neoprene washer underneath them, and the diameter of the head and the washer is nowhere near as big as what the roofing nail used to be, which was probably about a 20mm diameter as opposed to, I don't know, about 15. So you don't get as much coverage, and hence, and you also do get that tear mark. So I just find it's a lot easier cutting them off from underneath with a saber saw metal blade, yeah.
Thanks. Great tip. Sarah would love any tips on how to unstick a window that has been painted closed. This would be a common problem in older New Zealand homes. She says, in case it's helpful, the window in question is hinged at the top.
Okay. What I've done in the past is go along with a utility, well, like a Stanley-style knife, not the snap-off blade ones, like the blade is was pertinent, I think, to Stanley Brand, and it was almost like a triangular shape. The reason I say use those is because you get a little bit more leverage on them, and they're not likely to snap on you. So have it protruding out of your Stanley knife about halfway, and then just very carefully you use that to cut the paint that is sort of embedded in between the sash and the frame. And then once that paint is cut, there's no real simple way around it, but you just go on the inside with a block of timber and put a piece of material between the block and the sash and hit it very gently with a hammer, and it will eventually unstick. So you just give it a really, really light tap at the bottom, and eventually it will come. And then the hinges on those casement stays, what is really popular, what was really common, is for people to oil or put CRC on them, and or like a WD-40, and to lubricate them. But, you know, dust would get attached to that grease and end up clogging up. So a silicon-style spray is the best on those hinges, so they don't attract any dust. Yeah, and then just use a Lindby paint scraper to scrape off any excess paint and light sand and a prime.
How are you going to spend your long weekend?
Well, I'm currently just finishing off building a couple of very big, heavy seats for Gisborne Port, and it's something that your next guest, Nicola, might know a little bit more about. I'm sharing this workspace with a mate of mine who's building some yellow-eyed penguin enclosures to go down at Kaiti Beach. Now, the entry point, there is a left and a right. And I said, well, what's up with this? And he goes, well, believe it or not, there's actually a left and a right flippered penguin. Depending on what you are in the penguin world, you choose a right entry penguin hotel if you're right flippered.
So amazing.
That's what he's building. I don't know if there's a slightly more percentage of right flippered penguins, but
okay.
Anyway,
we'll investigate that on another occasion.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Stan.
Yep. You have a great weekend.
Good to talk to you. Catch you later. It's Stan Scott.